Here in the U.S. and elsewhere, lockdown had a tremendous economic, physical, and emotional cost as routine medical care was delayed, jobs lost, and depression and suicidal thoughts soaring, especially among our young, who are out of work or out of school, living in a state of relative isolation. Any attempt to put this pandemic in proper medical context was immediately overcome by politics. The virus itself humbled us more the more we learned about it. Here in the U.S., it ravaged New York first, hitting the media nerve directly, and our suffering was felt everywhere as this respiratory virus ravaged us before moving on. Would the cold weather bring it back? We learned that it was a wildly contagious virus that caused inflammatory sequelae. It inflamed the inside of blood vessels and could damage the lungs, the heart, the brain, and other organs. It was hard to dismiss most cases as being mild when it turned out that some people went undiagnosed until a mental fog or fatigue or shortness of breath persisted, known as long haulers. This virus preyed on the defenseless, ravaging defenseless nursing homes most of all. Daily case numbers were trumpeted by the New York Times and the Washington Post. The slowly decreasing number of hospitalizations or deaths were obscured. Mask wars ruled. Those who believed they offered almost complete protection from this virus, and those who insisted on the personal freedom not to wear them, despite the risk. And the freedom to protest racial injustice was positioned versus the freedom to attend a presidential rally or attend a church gathering, all events risking spread of a virus if it were there in the crowd. Rioters looted and burned cars and buildings, definitely not socially distanced. Of course, both passionate protesters or shouting ralliers were more likely to take few precautions, potentially spreading virus. Public health was supposed to triumph in all cases, but gave way to political expediency. Meanwhile, the inexpensive arthritis drug, hydroxychloroquine, was attacked by the president's opponents because he praised it and then took it himself before it was fully studied. Others swore by it despite the lack of proof. When news that an antiviral drug, remdesivir, which cost thousands, had a moderate effect against COVID, the results were trumpeted beyond the actual real-world use.